Hello and thanks for joining us. I'm Carol Sliwa, features writer for SearchStorage.com. My guest today, Bob LaLiberte, is an analyst at Enterprise Strategy Group. Bob is joining us to speak on storage configuration tools. For our first question, I'd like to find out how most IT organizations are configuring storage today.
Sure. Well, I think most of the enterprises are using the native tools that come from the vendor to configure the storage arrays and switches and even the HPAs. And depending on the preference of that user, it's going to be either through maybe a command line interface or they'll be leveraging an element manager if they're looking at something or used to more of a GUI-based type of a model. And that, you know, I think the other thing that's it's also important with the configuration tools is that typically with each device, certainly in the arrays, what you'll find is that a lot of the vendors will provide the technicians to come in and are more than happy to help the end users fully configure that array for use. So typically helping the array get allocated is something that the vendors are very much incented to do. I think when you look at some of the more advanced shops, what you'll start seeing for the configuration is once that level of configuration is done, that some of the other ones, if they're deploying some of the advanced SRM tools, they might be able to provision through those, and as well as some of the other shops that are looking at deploying storage virtualization, such as IBM's SVC or HDS's USPV, something like that, where it's once they configure the array to that virtualization appliance, that the configuration is done from that tool going forward.
Okay, for a second question, I'd like to hear more about what the most prominent trends you're seeing are in storage configuration tools.
Sure. So one of the biggest trend that I've seen isn't so much in how the actual storage gets configured, but addresses probably a bigger problem in storage configuration, and that is tracking the changes over time. So any organization is going to put forth a design, and then they're going to implement it, and on day one it's going to work perfectly. The problem is that in so many environments where there's rapid scaling and growth, that with all the change that occurs on a day-to-day basis, that there's going to be problems that come up in that configuration. So I think what you're seeing organizations look to the vendors to solve and other companies to solve is how do they properly monitor that environment and be able to correct those changes and maybe even get ahead of that and provide some automation so that they can put in best practices, deploy best practices and policies into the software itself that'll monitor that environment and automatically notify the end users when there's an issue with the configuration change. And so just to give you an example, that would be like going in and saying, if you have a mission-critical application that you're deploying, you can only configure it with a multi-path configuration through multiple SAN fabrics and leading into multiple connectivity into an array. Something like that, where if that changes, then they'll be notified saying that you're at risk and you need to fix this before the other path goes down. So that's certainly one of the bigger areas that I'm seeing. The other is around trying to get to more of an agentless technology as well. And that is really what we're seeing that a lot in, is especially as it pertains to virtualized environments. So as that storage environment grows, especially the storage area networks are growing due to server virtualization, you're seeing a much larger, much more complex environment. And with the server virtualization, it adds that extra layer of abstraction to it. And so especially as more mission-critical applications are hosted in that virtualized environment, it's even more critical to understand the configuration from that virtual machine all the way down to the storage. And so what you're seeing is obviously very difficult to be able to deploy agents to connect and track all that. So moving to an agentless technology that enables the software to identify where the virtual machines are as they move throughout that dynamic environment and still be able to track that end-to-end configuration.
What sort of feedback have you been getting from end users on agentless technology?
Well, certainly it's certainly something that we have seen both anecdotally and also through our research that customers are looking for. In fact, a research survey that we did a couple of years ago on storage resource management software. In the top three challenges, the first was cost, and then the second two were related to agents, the second being deploying, and the third having to manage those environments. So it's certainly something that we're seeing the end-user community saying, we're really tired of deploying agents. We've seen the vendors respond by coming out with agentless technology or minimizing the footprint of their agents or combining agents. The reality is going to be in certain circumstances where detailed information is required that, you know, agents may still be required to get that detailed information, but in any way, shape, or form that those agents can be minimized or eliminated, the end users are certainly looking to deploy technology that does not require any agents to go in.
That wraps up our conversation on storage configuration tools. Thanks for joining us.